20, flirting with an American military officer of some kind. She looked so good I could almost taste her. I'd contemplated attempting to seduce her, or at the very least catching her eye, but after dinner she was nowhere to be seen. Neither for that matter was the military officer. It wasn't difficult to deduce that they'd retired together to her compartment, and I could hardly blame them. Much of the popularity of the Orient Express centered around the ease with which it provided opportunities for illicit romantic assignations. The legendary Mata Hari had been a frequent traveller, having seen the opulence, sensuality and wood-panelled privacy of my own sleeping compartment. I could understand why. I returned to writing my diary. It was something I kept for my own pleasure, full of reminiscences of erotic liaisons and my own frank masturbatory fantasies. But it was currently doubling as a travel journal, if only because I was egotistical enough to believe that my adventures might one day earn me a penny or two with a salacious publisher. Concentration, however, was difficult. In the far corner of the restaurant car, a beautiful young girl was holding court. Long dark hair, layers of black velvet, cotton and lace, looking like some gothic courtesan. Surrounded by what appeared to be an admiration society of young men, and indeed even a girl or